What's up, everyone? Back into Sports Talk here at the 7 o'clock hour this Wednesday, August the 21st, 4 days away from the preseason finale for the Black and Gold, who will be hosting the Tennessee Titans. I'm going to jump right into our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Our wonderful caller has been hanging on the line. John and Metre, you're up first. What you got for us tonight, John?
Hey, fellas. Hey, look, correct me if I'm wrong. This Super Bowl this year puts us one game ahead of Miami as who's hosted the most Super Bowls, right?
Now, that'll be interesting. Steve's going to check this right quick. Because we right up there with Miami. I know it's been like two handfuls, like 10 or 11. John, that's a good point. But I could tell you along those lines, remember how we used to kind of take for granted when we had a number of Super Bowls, we'll probably get the Super Bowl every 4 or 5 years? No, because there's so much competition with these new stadiums and new cities. Okay, let's say we're having the Super Bowl this year because of the competition. We'd be fortunate to have another Super Bowl, let's say 2034, 2035. It's going to be about once every decade versus once every maybe 4 or 5 years. You can about double that because the competition, all the new stadiums and new cities. Like, look at Cleveland. Cleveland, of all places, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They even wanted to build a new stadium so they can host Super Bowls and Final Fours.
Big time event,
man. And you look at Chicago. They're trying to build a new stadium. Where the roof they can open and close, so control environment. Now, again, when Minnesota hosted a Super Bowl, or even the Pontiac Silverdome, this is like 1980, Joe Montana and the Bengals. Remember Chris Collinsworth, going way back. I mean, what, you going to go like an ice storm outside? You going to have an ice festival? No, to me, that's why, I don't know. The Saints will always be in that number, and I think they've upgraded the Superdome. But even though they've upgraded the Superdome because of the competition, we still might not get a Super Bowl after this year until 10 years from now.
And, Cullen, you said that would tie Miami, right?
Yeah, it would tie for 11, and then the next closest would be Los Angeles at 8. But not, like, the new Los Angeles, the old one.
Right. Yeah, they had that, the Rose Bowl. They had the Super Bowl at the Rose Bowl, I think, even the L.A. Coliseum. But the new stadium they have so far, that's kind of, you know, Chargers, Rams. But, no, they'll have. Then you look at Las Vegas. You just look at Atlanta. There's so many more teams that are going to be bidding on Super Bowls. No, I think we could still stay in that number, but it's highly competitive. But it's not going to be none of this 4 or 5 years. Oh, we're having another Super Bowl. It's going to be more like 10 to 12 to host a Super Bowl. It's going to be that valuable. And but, John, yeah, we're right up there with Miami. So when you look at it.
My point is, though, don't you think at some point the NFL is going to tell the city and the state, hey, fellas, I don't care how much you renovate, your dome's over 50 years old. If you want another Super Bowl, you got to build a new stadium like everybody else.
Now, John, that is a good point. Now, we think right now the Super Bowl in the Superdome is definitely relevant right now. But if you look at all the bells and whistles, who knows 20, 35, 10 years from now? And I don't know, we're a poor state. I don't know if we'd be able to keep up with the Joneses and to have a different stadium. I mean, in theory, John, you know what the Superdome should be? We love it where it's at. Somehow, if we could scout the Superdome top, and now thinking of money of that, though, and make it into a retractable roof, because that's where all the new stadiums that are being built. They want to control the environment. Oh, it's a great fall day, great football weather. Let's open it up. And then it's bad weather. Let's close it up. Whether you're in Houston, whether you're in Dallas, or wherever. But as far as ideal, what you want to do Super Bowl week, come on. Miami, New Orleans, even though you could maybe have cold weather come Super Bowl time. But you look at Miami, you look at New Orleans, Los Angeles, even Phoenix. Las Vegas.
Vegas, man, right?
Yeah.
Colin said, too, the next two ones after New Orleans, it's going to be in
Levi Stadium.
Levi Stadium for San Francisco.
San Francisco, right? Yeah. Then it could be in the 50s.
I mean, that was also built in 2014.
Right.
And then the next one after that is back in L.A. with the Rams and the Chargers shared stadium, which was built in 2020. So the next two, we don't know 2028, but the next two are with, you know, things that got built within the last 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. You look at SoFi, that's more like the Disneyland, Disney World, the NFL, that atmosphere. Now, I haven't been there. I want to go to SoFi Stadium. Cammy, my daughter, went to a Chargers game. She goes, "Dad, it was awesome." It was nice. Now, some fans might not like it, but she said, no, she thought it was unbelievable. She thought it was really nice. Now, San Fran, where that stadium is at, where the Saints just played their preseason game, they don't need a retractable roof. Now, you could have rain, but it's not going to be like snowing, you know, for that Super Bowl.
Have you gotten to go to Jerry's World at all yet?
Yes, actually.
It's a pretty impressive stadium. As much as you might want to dog the Cowgirls.
The first game.
The stadium's nice.
I went there when T-Bob was playing at LSU when they beat Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Remember Honey Badger and all?
Yeah.
And Oregon was fourth in the nation, and Honey Badger was taking the ball away, helped us win. We put a whooping on the Oregon Ducks. And, so that was my first experience there. And that big video screen and all.
Right.
So, it's just keeping up with the Joneses, just the way the NFL is, if you want to have a Super Bowl. And, again, we're going to be in that number, and the Superdome is relevant now. But a decade from now, 12 years from now, John, it might not be.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing all these upgrades.
Without a doubt. Young people, they can't really appreciate. I think older people or older fans appreciate the renovation more than young people.
Knowing what they used to be.
The young fans take that for granted. Oh, aren't all the stadiums like this? No. Where an older fan said, this is really an upgrade.
Right. I remember when the dome was like this. And now look at all the improvements you have.
I remember when you used to be able to smoke in the Superdome. You go and then there'd be a haze. There'd be a haze at the top of the dome.
Now it's just all vape smoke.
Because you could remember you couldn't smoke in your seat, but they would smoke and it still would end up in the top of the stadium.
What's up, Colin?
I remember seeing that haze.
The league, I saw an article from ESPN recently about how the league, with regards to what stadiums are the oldest, the Saints are fifth. There's only four stadiums ahead of them. The Bears, Packers, Chiefs, and Bills. So, let me go through all that.
The Bills have the oldest now, but
they're redoing their stadium too.
Right.
The Bills are. Say those stadiums again. I'm going to comment on all of them.
An article from ESPN from February this past year.
Yeah. Tell me, Colin.
Soldier Field with the Bears.
Soldier Field, they're getting ready to build a retractable roof stadium.
That was in Soldier Field. 1924.
Soldier Field, they said, okay, a lot of history, a lot of tradition. No, we're moving on.
They didn't move there until full time until 71, but still.
Yeah. We're going to have a retractable roof, new stadium to host Super Bowls. Okay, go ahead, Colin.
This one's kind of a, I don't know if they'd ever do it, Lambeau Field, 1957.
No, they're not doing that. They redid that. No, that's like a museum.
No, I know.
Exactly.
They'll never have a Super Bowl in Green Bay's too small. Green Bay's like 100,000 people. And Milwaukee's like 2 hours away. Milwaukee's the city. No, Green Bay ain't changing.
It does have the second largest capacity among stadiums.
But the Packers, no, it's too cold. They're not putting no roof on. That's old school. Packers aren't changing their stadium. Who's next?
Chiefs, 72.
Oh, now that's Arrowhead. Now that's different. No, it's still too cold. Now that the Chiefs are interesting because, you know, Arrowhead Stadium. I told you that was the loudest stadium I ever played in my life.
And obviously, the success they've been having of late. It's like, do you really want to change? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No, we love it when it's freezing cold. When the Dolphins came to town and two and all. Remember, they had. Do you know they had 12 people, 12 diehard Chief fans that went to the Dolphins Chiefs game. And then they lost their toes, and some of them lost fingers.
Right.
Frostbite. Now, that's a diehard fan. I tell you, you could be a big part of Who Dat Nation.
But no one's losing fingers and toes.
I don't want, when the game's over, 2 weeks later, now I only got 8 toes. I lost a couple.
But what a hell of a game it was.
Yeah, what a hell of a game. We kicked the Dolphins behind. No. So I don't. The Chiefs are just, I think the Chiefs ain't changing nothing. They're going for three-peat right now. Now, who's after that, Colin?
And then the last one, just 2 years before the Superdome, was Highmark Stadium, the Buffalo Bills in 73.
The Bills have just, I want to say they just had a renovation. Are they in the process of doing a renovation? No, the Buffalo's too cold, so they won't. And the city's not big enough. The city's not sexy enough to have a Super Bowl.
I was going to say, what's there to do in Buffalo?
It's like close to Niagara Falls. I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, when you look at Buffalo, no. You might say, well, Bobby, who wants to go to Indianapolis for a Super Bowl? I remember we went to the Super Bowl to promote it before he came here in New Orleans. You know what's awesome about Indianapolis? You can walk everywhere.
Very much like New Orleans.
Yes. You look at the number of hotels. Now, they need a little few more, maybe more hotel rooms.
Right.
But a very walkable city, Indianapolis, not as colorful, obviously, as New Orleans. Walkable city and the fun you can have here. But Indianapolis wasn't necessarily bad. to have a Super Bowl there, because you don't have to get in your damn car and drive 20 miles. That's one thing about Los Angeles.
Oh, I know you guys, when you went from Miami for the Saints Super Bowl, it was like a half hour to get to the stadium from the hotel.
Half an hour, 45 minutes. It's all spread out. No, to me, the NFL takes that into consideration. That's one thing New Orleans has going for them, is that and even Atlanta don't have that. You look at the proximity where the fans, everything was in walking distance. So where are you staying, the activity, and the actual stadium?
I'm definitely looking forward to, obviously, not just the big game being here, but all just the madness leading up to it, everything. That I'm sure that's going to be at the convention center, the parties, the NFL experience that comes in as
Yes.
It's a ton of fun.
It's big time. It's about, and now it's an international event. It's not just, oh, American football. No, the Super Bowl is truly super.
You mentioned that. Do you think in next 10 to 20 years we could have an overseas Super Bowl?
Oh, without a doubt, if they pay for it. In London or something?
Right.
The Tottenham Stadium? I heard that is unbelievable.
It really was. I got to do that.
I don't know, Wembley, Tottenham, whatever. Yeah, they would. Money talks. No, they'll have the damn Super Bowl because the rich get richer, and the NFL is going to do that. And then what NFL team would complain because you have enough time? It's at a neutral site.
Right, you're there the whole week getting ready for the games.
You know, the only one, it wouldn't be a neutral site this year if the Saints were in it. That'd be a long shot, but hey, we can have hope.
We can dream.
Yeah, we hosted a Super Bowl and we're in it, but think how time flies. Now, we would have thought, now you have hurricanes and all, what's going to, and then you push things back. But it's been a while since we had that Ravens 49ers Super Bowl. Now, that was very entertaining. Now, we can't have the damn lights going out.
That was definitely embarrassing.
Yeah, we can't have that. But that was a good Super Bowl, the Harbaugh Bowl.
Right.
Remember John and Jim Harbaugh? That can't happen again because Jim's in the AFC too. Now, they could play in the AFC Championship game, Chargers Ravens. You know, that could happen. All my dark horse charges. Huh?
Do they play each other this year? I'd have to look at the schedule.
I don't know. I have to look, too.
Because I know the NFL would love that and would have to put it in prime time.
Oh, without a doubt. They're going to promote that. Look, whenever they play, no, that's going to
be
promoted.
They do Monday Night Football.
There you go, right.
November 25th.
Like you said, Harbaugh Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Not the Super Bowl, but it's still significant, stuff, so.
Want to get to all your calls on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. First up, though, we're taking a break. Be right back with more sports talk after this. Tune in on WWL.